Baby Janine?
Yes, Minion?
Let me see if he's in the office. Hold on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Yes, it's Manny?
Yes, Manny speaking.
Hey Manny, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. Work is hard always, you know.
Yeah, yeah. How was your vacation?
Good, man.
Where'd you end up going?
I just started working yesterday.
Back to work, huh?
Yes. Back to reality. Huh?
Yeah, I know how that is. Yeah. Where'd you take vacation to, man?
I went to Powder Island, South Powder Island in Texas.
Oh, nice. Got a little vacation from California, huh?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, hey, I was just checking in on that machine you were looking to bring on. I know a few weeks back when we talked about it, you were waiting on that quote.
Yes.
You still waiting to get that quote in?
Still waiting. Well, actually, what I'm waiting right now is, I don't know if I told you this before, I'm waiting just for my taxes to be finished.
Oh, for this last year, 2015?
Yes, for the 2015.
Okay.
Yes, and then we when I move forward, I have my appointment with my accountant next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The 24th. So
perfect.
After that, we want to keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I know you were looking to bring on that new machine, you said pretty soon, weren't you?
Yes, yes.
Right. And then, did you end up getting a quote for that too?
No, I haven't get it because the machine that I had in mind before, it was sold already.
Oh, so it's a different one you're looking to get on now?
Yes, yes. I'm trying to get a different one.
What is it? Same machine, just different provider? Or?
Yeah, probably different provider, but about the same type of machine. 120, yeah.
You said it was 120?
120 inches. I'm talking about the our neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How much is that one going to cost you for?
Well, I don't know. I don't know yet until I found it, but I'm guessing it's going to be between 180, 250.
Yeah, I know that last one you said was going to be about 230-ish, so...
Yes.
So, yeah, 180 would be a little bit on that cheaper end, right?
Yeah, I don't think that I would find any 180.
Right, that'd be a good deal, huh?
That would be really good deal.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it's going to be a little bit over 200.
You were looking to buy a new one, too, weren't you? Not a used?
Oh, I was trying to get a new one, and I don't want a big payment.
Oh, right, so, you know, get a used one, work just as well, right?
Yes.
Just not so shiny.
Yeah. and then start making money with that one, and then I can go for a new one.
Yeah, definitely. All right, and then, you know, last time we talked to you, did you ever take a look at the application I mailed over to you?
I have it with me right now. I've been saving all my papers. I actually have a folder. But I don't want to move forward until I know something about my taxes and everything is done. So then if I require to provide with something, boom, I'm right there.
Perfect. Yeah, it's just kind of what I was going to mention too, because you said you're going to meet with your accountant upcoming this Wednesday. With the application process that we have, do you still have a 2014's tax return?
Yes, I do. We do.
Okay, if you wanted to just get the ball rolling with us, that way, you know, we could maybe even get you some numbers to work with before you met with your accountant, so you guys could kind of, go over our offer. Yeah, because what I was going to say was we can work with 2014 since you're still waiting for 2015's tax return.
Yeah.
It's a very common issue we have. So, you know, if you wanted to just get the ball rolling, you know, start that with us, then, you know, we can get you some numbers to actually work with that you can meet with your accountant about.
Okay, the only thing that I don't want to send the application right now is because I don't want my Social Security or my company's to be too many inquiries on it.
Okay, well...
When I'm ready, I'm going to let you know, okay, you know what, I'm ready. What's the best deal? Because I have this other deal, so I'm shopping around.
But one,
three different ones, and that's it.
No, yeah, no. And... I totally understand that, too. The only thing with us is we only pull from one of the three reporting agencies for credit, and that's Experian. And with that is the soft pull, so it's not going to affect your credit. And also, I mean, if you wanted me to shoot you over your tax return or your credit report, I could do that, too, if you want to check it out, you know, give you a little...
Yeah, better idea, right?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah, and then other than that, you know, we're not a broker middleman where we're going to, you know, outsource your info, so nothing you'd need to worry about with that.
Okay, in your head, how much will be the payment for $250 so far?
It just depends on which program you do qualify for, because, you know, we have a bunch of different ones that, you know, there's a few different factors that go into play for each of those. Last time we talked, though, I got a few, you know, background information on the business, but, I mean, if you got a few minutes, I could, you know, gather a little more info from you guys, kind of give you a little better idea of what we could do.
Okay, I guess that would be a better idea if you call me back by next Thursday or Friday, once I know that my taxes are already done, so that we can talk more clear about it.
Yeah, that works too, just kind of, you know, giving you another option to think about if you wanted to, you know, go the opposite end and, you know, kind of get it worked out before you met with your accountant, so then you could present something to her or him. But, I mean, yeah, if you want to wait till after you meet with them,
we could do that too. Yes, I'm glad to do that.
Yeah, that works too. All right, Manny, I'll give you a call towards the end of next week, then, if I don't hear anything back from you.
You got it. All right.
Perfect. And then, yeah, hey, one quick question for you, too. You said you were looking to shop around with that?
Yes.
Are you looking to, like, apply at other places for financing for that machine?
I haven't applied to nobody yet.
Okay, just kind of, like, seeing what options you have?
Yes, the only place that I applied already is for SBA.
Oh, for just an SBA loan?
Yes, SBA loan.
And then what happened with that? I mean, where are you at in the process with that?
Those other guys, they already approved me, and those other guys that are waiting for my 2015 taxes.
Okay, I see.
But it depends on what rate they're going to give me, that's when I have to go to a couple of different ones.
Yeah. Right.
This one is the best option for me.
Right, no, I understand that. I haven't submitted the
application to nobody else.
Right. Well, a few different things. Just the first thing I was going to say with that, what did the SBA say? What kind of rate did they give you back?
Shit. I have in a folder, but I don't know what is the folder. My dad knows it.
Oh, it's fine. Just, you know, seeing if you knew it off the top of your head. Nothing you were too, you know, satisfied with, though?
Well, it's a good rate. It's not a bad rate that they're giving me. And besides that, they're giving me an extended length of time, like 7 years instead of 5.
Oh, nice. So, you know, a little extra time to work with?
Yeah, I mean, well, because I've been talking with them about the payments.
Right.
High payments.
Right. Yeah, that's just what I was going to say, too, was, you know, the other thing with us was we have a match or beat policy. So if you wanted to just, like, attach whenever you send all that in to me, you know, just the cover letter of whatever the SBA, you know, gave you, so that way we can, you know, give you something better to work with. And then with the other companies that you said you were looking into financing with, I know you said you didn't apply. I was just going to say, you know, it's better to just pick one, you know, see what you can get with that, because a lot of these people, I know you're getting a lot of calls since you're the owner, but, you know, a lot of these people are going to be brokers and people that are going to take your info and outsource it, you know, to see what program you can get through other people.
That's what I'm trying to prevent. I don't want to give my info to anybody else right now.
Yeah,
the only one they have my info. It's the SBA. And
yeah,
then beside
definitely.
Them, you can come out with some... When I get the letter from them or something like that, I can send it to you. You can review it, see if you can match it or you can do better, and then we can work out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Actually, if you don't mind, you can hit me another email right now.
I'll shoot you one right now so you have it on the top of your inbox.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from there. Did you mention that you have repo machines before? Also or not?
Did you say refi?
No, repo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean... any kind of machines, any type of equipment, new or used, anything you're looking to get, you know, anything, even auctions, you know, we have a very wide variety of, you know, programs and things we can do to help you out.
But you guys don't have any machines at all?
We're not it's not like we have, you know, the machine here that we're giving to you. We're financing it through, you know, the vendor or whoever you wanted to buy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, you know, like, but yeah, and then the other thing I was just going to leave you with too was, you know, we're strictly a commercial lender. So, you know, we're not going to outsource your info. You're going to be dealing directly with us, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about with us. And I'll attach our website too, just so you can check out, you know, get some info on the company that I'm working with.
Sounds
so you
good
can,
to me.
see that. But I'll let you get back to work, Manny. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.